Prophet and Muhammad and Abdullah wa Rasulullah. I openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah. I openly bear witness that Prophet Muhammad was the last messenger and slave servant of Almighty God Allah. I greet you with universal greetings of peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
It is an honor for me to bring Imam Muhammad here along with CMGI and the assistance of the Cultural Center. And I just want to give you a brief introduction of Imam W.P. Muhammad. You can say a lot of things about him, but truth be told, all that we say can never really describe the man that he is. So I'll just give you a brief synopsis of some of the things that he has done and the character of which I see in him. Imam W.P. Muhammad is the international spokesman for the Muslim American Society. He is the leader of an estimated 2.5 million Muslim Americans. While he has focused his efforts on educating elderly Muslims in the United States, he is recognized as a scholar and a spiritual leader around the world. With Allah's help, Imam Muhammad has led this community for over 20 years and has contributed to the growth and development of millions of Muslim Americans. He participated in a myriad of economic, religious, and political programs, and he has worked to bridge the gap between Muslims and friends of our community, such as the Folklore Movement, who are here today to assist us. In 1977, Imam W.P. Muhammad toured China with a group of American and Chinese friends. In 1990, following the invasion of Kuwait, Imam Muhammad was invited by King Fahd to offer his expertise in a consultative capacity with regards to the concerns of Muslims in the Gulf War. In 1992, Imam Muhammad was the first Muslim to deliver an invocation on the floor of the United States Senate. In 1995, he was selected as the president for the World Conference on Religion and Peace. In 1996, Imam Muhammad met with Pope John Paul II at the Vatican in Rome. And also in 1996, he developed the Collective Purchasing Conference, which was established in an effort to strengthen the economic base of our community. In 1997, Imam W.P. Muhammad was invited by President Bill Clinton to the White House for the first annual ecumenical breakfast. And later that year, he also recited the Holy Quran at the Presidential Inauguration Day National Prayer Service. In addition to Imam Muhammad winning acclaim for his spiritual and religious guidance, he has also become a visionary for economic growth and development in our community. Please assist me in welcoming Imam W.P. Muhammad.
We thank God, we say alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank God, the Lord, cherisher of the universe, all things He created, and especially the human creation. We witness that He's one, and we witness that Muhammad, whom the Quran was revealed, is a mercy to all the world, and God's seal, God's last messenger, and the seal of the prophet. I would like to thank the Lions Cultural Center here, the group, the organization, Comprehensive Management, the Youth Incorporated, for inviting me here to address you today on the vision, the business vision or economic vision that we have, and that the team and the well, the legal organization, Collective Purchasing Conference, a limited liability company that serves us mainly as an investment company. So we invest our money there and make purchases in volume purchases to reduce the cost of consumer items for us, so that our community can benefit and grow financially. We're doing this as Muslims. You know, before the change from the old Nation of Islam idea to worldwide Islam, we were very active, physically active, and economic and business minded. We were looking for pride and dignity as a people. we felt that if that could find a deity, we couldn't we have experience unless we have some material showing in our life. And that's the orientation that we came from. I came from that orientation. I watched the community all my life. I was born under the influence of the Nation of Islam, Allah, the Almighty Muhammad's people. And all my life I've been watching things, I was observing things, and wondering how things could be made better or get better. And I was promised that things would be made better and get better. That's what our leader, Elijah Muhammad, at that time, promised us that things would get better. So the burden on us has never been lifted. We've always had the burden on us of wanting to see better material showing in our life. And this attempt to establish this vision of ours is an answer to that need that was before my time. You know, before we were conscious more of ourselves as a nation, so the Nation of Islam, we were serving that concept and serving our appetites. We were conscious of ourselves as a people who had many appetites, many needs. So we were serving our appetites more than serving our needs, really. We were serving our appetites more than serving our needs. That is, we didn't think consciously study our situation to identify our important needs, our most important needs, and then design something to answer those needs. But today we're not in the Nation of Islam kind of influence. We are in the international community as members of the worldwide following of Muhammad the Prophet upon him being prayed in the peace. So it's a different situation for us spiritually, mentally, and we now can really look at our needs as Muslims. We should look at our needs as Muslims and understand how God obligates us to make a material showing in our life. All Muslims are obligated by God to make a material showing in their life. We can't leave the earth and the good things that God has created. God says to us in the Quran, and who has forbidden my servant the good and useful things to this life? Mm-hmm. They know they are for them and even more. Mm-hmm. And in the hereafter, exclusively for them. Mm-hmm. So this is God speaking to us in the Quran. Mm-hmm. And God says, and seek. This means that God makes available to you the hereafter, the afterlife. But don't forget your share in this world, in this world. And God gives us the prayer of the believers, saying, our Lord, give us in this world good things, excellent things. And give us in the next the good and the excellent things. And save us from the fires of sin, or from the hell fires. This is Islam. So why are you levitating? So we are from the company, and everything that we're doing is in response to real needs. Everything that we're doing is an answer to needs. We're not dreamers. There's too many dreamers in business. And they're in and out real quick. They wake up with a nightmare. You know, we're not dreaming. We're planning this for ourselves as Muslims who need to answer God's call and make a real showing so we have money to support our schools from our business people. Yes. They're not supposed to come from welfare. Yes. They're supposed to come from productive Muslims. We have money to support our schools, have them excellent, and we have money to make a better dawah and have better messages, and also to train people for dawah, and to train people for education, for schools, for the responsibility of having good schools. train them, we need money to do this. So this business effort is an effort by, first, believers, believing people in business, believing in God. People who have business minds, but believe in God. And God is their master. God is their goal. To please God, to have God pleased with them. These people will be successful. God has promised us that. Such people, devoting themselves to a halal work, a work that is accepted by God, and they will be successful when they are really standing upon their faith in God, and not upon their interest in money, but upon their faith in God. This is why we want to be successful. And so far we have been successful. We've been surprised how God is blessing us. Lord is blessing us. God is blessing us with everything that we need. Everything that we need is just coming. What we wonder about, that, well, we need an accountant. We have to go outside and get one. An accountant. We have to have a real, real qualified accountant. Well, we got plenty of them. I didn't know. Yeah. We got plenty of qualified accountants. They're just plenty. So we have just taken on one, yesterday, in the last few days, who's a certified, certified public scholar, CPA, but I didn't know a certified managerial accountant. So that's what he is. He's a certified business manager. He manages business. He's certified, for 27 years. Terrific business cycle. And we have him in this community, and he's very much excited about what we can do with CPC. So as we took him on, he's now working with us without you.
Can't do that.
And he's just one of the persons that I'm listening to you. So we're situated very well. Yes, so I want to speak briefly in just a few minutes on CPC as the vision, first of all. The vision is no different than the vision we had before. We look at our neighborhoods and it's depressing.
Yes,
it's still depressing.
That's right.
To see that the business life of our neighborhoods is in somebody else's hands,
that's
not
right.
In our hands. We look at the ownership of property and it's depressing. We look and see that ownership is not in our hands.
That's right.
So when we look at the physical environment all about us, and most of the time even the apartment or the house we're staying in, some person outside of the neighborhood is responsible for that, not us. So that's very depressing. We want to change that. We want to, in the vision, is what God asked us to do, and that is establish community life. Establish community life. And community life don't mean coming to Juma for prayer. That's not community life, that's congregation, that's Juma. God says when you finish the Juma prayer, go back out into your fields of activity, your fields of productive life. You see, this is the community, this is the real community. So we have to have messages owned by us and kept up by us. We have to have schools owned by us, kept up by us in a good fashion, good way. And we have to have businesses in our neighborhood owned by us in order to support that. And that's what we intend to have. And we need to work together with Muslims, not just African American Muslims. So we want to have a relationship with immigrant Muslims in this country. And we want to see how can our two interests work together so that we get benefit from their working with us and they get benefit from our working with them. That's the good. We also want to look at what our needs here in America and see can we have E.T. come home. Yes, we want E.T. to come home. And that means Africa.
That's right.
That means Morocco. That means Ghana. Right, that means Nigeria. You know, despite the bad political situation for many of the countries in Africa now, but that means we have hopes of one day having a trade with those people. And we will sell them goods that's good for their environment, and they will sell us goods that's good for our environment. And then E.T. will have a call back home, right?
Right.
But they're great.
great opportunities in Asia too, the Far East. We're meeting with great opportunities. Malaysia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh. And we have contacts with these places. We have friendship with them. They trust us. We love them and trust them. They love us and trust us. So inshallah, we're going to be doing big trade business with other countries. We're even looking at China, Thailand, with a good percentage of Muslims there. And they have excellent products that are coming in the country already. Bangladesh, a lot of Bangladesh products are already in America. You won't be introducing them to a market. They're already in our market. They're already here. They're here. They're serving the consumers of America. We would just be getting in on it, and they welcome that because they welcome Muslims. They are so happy that Islam is in America, and that there's a group in America that want to see community life, neighborhoods, Muslim neighborhoods. You can go to Spanish neighborhoods in Chicago. I can go to the Spanish neighborhood. I can go to the Polish neighborhood. I can go to the Irish neighborhood. I can go to these ethnic neighborhoods, and I see their presence. Even the street signs will bear their names. So why can't we have an Islamic presence? That's what we have to have. And that's the vision. That is our vision. That's our vision. So I've given you the vision. That's where we want to go. So the vision is to take us from no money in the pocket, hungry, white mouth, to being responsible for thriving neighborhoods that all ethnic groups will be proud of. They'll come there and see us and they'll be proud of us. They'll salute us. They'll kick their hat for us. They'll congratulate us. They'll say a prayer for us. And believe me, so Gloria always say a prayer.
I love that
prayer. Yes. Now the concept of the business, I'll come back to that. It's an investment company, and how it works, I have a few dollars in the bank, right? But I can't get much. In fact, I'm losing my money. Inflation, cost of living, inflation. I'm losing money. But you have to put it in the bank. That's the law, and that's safe rate. That's the safe rate. But if we can put enough money in the bank together, then we're not losing money. Because a few $100,000 will draw enough return, gain on it, and investing it in the bank. To make it worthwhile. So that's, we're getting money, a gain on our investment from saving our interest, getting the interest gain. And then we have a purchase gain. When we purchase, we've organized the company and designed the company so that the investors are the owners. The investors of the company are the owners of the company. And the investors get 40% gain on products. 40% gain on products sold. And you don't have to wait for that. The investors get their money first. So we get the products in, we sell the products to a distributor, to a wholesaler. The wholesalers pay us a price. In that price is a gain, is a profit margin from the very beginning. The profit margin, it has to be divided up now. Mm-hmm. Some going to the wholesaler, some going to the distributor, some to the wholesaler, some to the retailer. Mm-hmm. And the brother, we have a strong interest in the peddler, the brother who sells on the street. We want to bring them products so they don't have to pay so much for those products, they can make more money. And soon you'll find yourself going off the street into a nice little fine business. If you're an industrial salesman person, you do just what the brother did in Washington, D.C. He used to sell out of the back of his car. Very hardworking, industrious brother. He's also an imam. He recently became an imam. Not so recently, within the last 5 or 6 years, he became an imam. Imam Sultan. So many of you know him personally.
Yeah.
Sultan of Washington, D.C. He told me for years he sold out of the trunk of his car. So he would pull his car up in a busy area, on a busy street, and he opened up his trunk and he started selling. Mm-hmm. He was so good at it, and so soon he had his basement filled with products. So his wife gets to him and says, we better get a store. I guess he was driving her out of the house. Like he did sometimes. With our work. And he got his first store. Now he has 5 stores. Five first-class stores. In the Washington and Baltimore and Washington area. Maryland, probably in Washington area. Yes. Now, I'm going through this very fast because we don't have a lot of time. We have some concerns, and I want to explain these concerns to you so that you'll be comfortable, I hope. And I take an opportunity at every turn to try to do this because I know our investors, some of them are a little nervous. We have them writing us, we know they write us. They say, where am I going to get my statement of my interest and my gain or whatever? They're asking for that. Well, here is the problem. We don't want to spend the money of the investor. So all of us volunteer. I volunteer. And we've been successful doing that. We volunteer until we can make a big enough purchase to realize a big enough gain to hire somebody. Now, there are many companies headed up by people with all kinds of business potential. And they're in business today and out tonight and gone. Right? Yes, why? It's not because they don't have business knowledge. They went to school, they got all the business knowledge. Because they don't have personal management knowledge. They don't have common sense knowledge. And common sense tells me if I don't have it, I can't spend it.
Right.
You have to wait till you get it to spend it. They say, well, borrow it. Borrow it. I'm not going to take that risk. I don't have to. I want to take that risk when I have to. And then when I got something to back it up. I don't want to borrow and be put out of business. So believe me, we need common sense. Leading business sense. Common sense. Leading the business professional world. We need common sense person in charge of the business person. So if they'll go to school and they'll get that theory and they'll have you out of business in the twinkling of an eye. All right, so have patience. Everything is developing as we planned. Not as fast as we would like to see it, but it's developing just as we planned, as God is with us. We have now sources for the products. Pretty soon we'll be forming the catalog sheets for you, order sheets, catalog sheets. This is the way we planned it. This is the way we have to do it. We don't want to change that. They're only in a hurry. We can't wait for that. No, we're not in a hurry. We're not in too big a hurry to have success. Well, we want success, but we're not in too big a hurry. So we're going to have these order sheets. We have, I'll give you some idea of what the soap we have. Procter & Gamble, Tide soap, and all their products, they have told us we can get it. We can buy directly from them. So we'll be getting these items that are first, that are not perishable items. We don't want to go into cooked produce and things that will fall on us and meat and not that long. Non-perishable items first until we get strong, financially strong. And this is planned so that it starts with the concept itself, the company itself. Then the company, with your feeding it, it makes available products at a much reduced cost so that we can sell and then you're here in this town here, Irving. Miss Irvington?
Yes, sir.
You're in Irvington. I'm sorry, I have to ask. I moved about so fast. The product will come to you at a big savings to you, and you'll be able to compete with the retailers in your area. Yes, you'll be able to have retail business in your area and compete with them. They won't say that. Black people won't say, well, I want to trade with my black brother. But you all just, your prices are too high. Won't have to say that. Right? In fact, you might give them a discount. You might be better than the man next door, you see. So this is what we intend to do. Then you'll be building up business. We have a facility now, and a lot of investment is that. We didn't have space. Before we know it, we have too much space. Two brothers, one has a trucking business, a big trucking business. He has large warehouse space. He owes it to us no charge. Another brother, he has a contractor. But his main profession is carpet. He lays carpet. And tile. Carpet and tile. He has plenty of space. And he's near us, very close, so I can get to this place in 15 minutes from my house. He opened it up to us. He said, you can have this space. Use it. Plenty of warehouse space. And Imam Nader Karim working with the immigrant Muslims. He has endeared them to him himself, and they have given him some support. And the Italians who owns the building that they've been operating in, so impressed by what they're trying to do, said, we may give you this building. So they've been struggling trying to buy it. The Italian, the last I heard from this Italian owner, he said, we may give you this building. And the building is big. They've already given me personally. I have W.D. Muhammad's publications and ministry. Two stores. Two nice stores here.
Yeah. Well,
ground floor of that building. Yeah. Two nice stores. And plenty of space to do some light manufacturing. And your Imam always loved science since I was a child. Yes, my brother said he didn't know what I was going to say. I'd just be looking at animals and treating them the same. He didn't know what I was going to say. But I'm fascinated by the created world, you know, by God's creation. And I have experimented with shea butter. And I have a product, the way we've been using it, that product we use, you couldn't get me to put that on my body. I throw that away before I put it on my body. But the formula I got, that's my choice. Yeah. I got a formula, and I'll share it with you. That's for all of us. I got a formula. I added, I experimented. First, I put the mineral oil and some other things. But I experimented, and percentage, and also substance, what I'm putting in there. So I found out too much of this, and I cut it down. I finally got it like one. Aloe vera gel, mineral oil, olive oil, and shea butter. Wonderful combination. My body looks like it's just begging. And I keep putting it on. We have Brother Dennis, Muhammad, a contractor in Chicago, young man. He and his wife, they just opened up their business, We have a very nice office in downtown area of Chicago. Just off of this young man. And they have a very good setup. So they've helped us to get some very beautiful label designs, and we're going to a big company that will produce a manufacturer for us. All our containers. Y'all, we're going to have shea butter too. So if the sister can just reach her first leg out and treat a little bit. And it's a wonderful product from the shea butter tree of Africa. And we all sold on it. And Rafa used to tell me to say, he said, he talked to me, he said, but Imam, he said, I used to have to work hard to sell. He said, nah, I just have to sell them there and just start
doing it.
So I hope that gives you some idea of the picture of this vision and the concept, the company, how it works. We don't intend to have the investment company sell products. We'll be selling no products. We wanted to stay an investment company so that the investments are never at risk. The investments are there, the money is there, it's never at risk. We never spend more out of there than we can afford to spend, so we're not taking any risk with the investment money. But once the money comes to us, and how is the money going to come to you now? We hope that you'll study what we're doing in Chicago area and produce Maui here, or Maui here. And every area where you have interest in this, we hope that you produce models just as we have. You need a company that will be primarily engaged in imports and exports, distribution, and sales. Imports, exports, distribution, and sales. They say marketing. They make a big to-do about marketing. If you got something good, but don't believe all that stuff they got about marketing. And you got something good, just get it in the newspaper, get it on the radio, get it on TV, make it visible, tell somebody about it, and that's your market. You never want to, that's your market. You know? They have somebody study the market and see what you do. I know what to do. I show my product. I got confidence. I don't need or marketing strategy, my strategy is to make them see my product. And if I'm convinced that my product is good, most likely there's somebody else out there will be convinced too. My product is good, you know. And I have humor and I have business sense, you know. I put together a commercial, and I'm telling you, it's gonna make a fight man by African Shaver. Thank you very much. And I think more can be said to help you better understand during the question and answer period. Thank you.
That was nice.
At this time, we would like anyone who has questions about the CPC to step over here to the mic here. Sister Halima Sharif is here at the mic. Please keep your questions only geared towards the CPC. Any other questions will have to be dealt with later. So if anyone, please come on up here to form a nice neat line and we can take all questions that you may have.
Butter formulation, when would that be available for us to purchase? And in the interim, should we continue to purchase, I guess, the old shea butter to
yes.
support the program?
I think in about six to eight weeks, we just had samples that have come in. We asked them for samples from the source. And it's going to take us about 6 to 8 weeks to get the shipment. And as soon as the new shipment is in, we will have already had the operation set up to do the light manufacturing of it. It has to be either whipped until it's soft and more pliable, or it has to be melted. I think we're going to use both processes. I think melting is good for some, but we don't want to melt it because the heat may affect the quality a little bit too. So we're going to have some that we won't melt, and we're setting up an operation in a facility we have already to melt it. We have Brother just here. Brother Wahid, yes, he's been to the location. He's been to the location. He's already did some sketch of production operation. He works for Nabisco company too, and he designed conveyors for them, kind of a production line, conveyor style for them, where the product put in here, put at this point, the product goes in into the operation, and at the end of the line is ready to be put in a box and shipped to the location. But that's what he's doing for us. He's doing the tag name for us. So inshallah, during the 6 weeks that we'll be waiting for the shea butter shipment, we'll have the boiler there, the melting pot. We'll have it there, and we'll also have a whipper to whip the shea butter. So we'll have both formulas going out, whip shea butter and also melting. So I believe within 6 weeks to a month, up to 2 months, 8 weeks, we will have that pot product in your hand. Yes. But not only that product, I think we're getting catalog sheets that are going to be a large, big selection. Big selection. Yes.
As-salamu alaykum. Brother Imam, I've been trying to get, I don't know whether this is a CPC or not, but the W.B. Muhammad Publications.
No, that's not me. That's a little small thing, that's me. Yes, sir. Yes.
I think probably it's important to you, should have considered buying a speedboat as it is.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yes. We still have some small inventory of speedboats, not much. So we'll sell it out. Sell it to the ongoing. But you're going to get a much better gain on that, on the next speedboat. Much better gain. If you got $1 in your pocket, you're
going to
have at least three in your pocket.
I'm sorry, brother. I'd like to go to others to ask questions. I'm a corporate investor in CPC. I just want to know, is there a maximum number of shares that one person can own in the CPC? Because my understanding is for $2,000 you own one share. Is there a maximum number? Yes, at one point.
Well, we're thinking about at some point. Yes, that is it. We're thinking at some point we should limit it to a number of shares. We haven't done that yet. Really, the way the company is designed, we are not threatened by anybody. If you want to own 90% of the purchasing power, you can own that 90% of purchase power. As long as you accept that my 0.5% of the purchase power has the same weight as you as yours.
One other question. Would it be important to know at this point how much is actually invested in the CPC at this point? I mean, it's 100,000, 200,000, million.
Well, we started out working to have $1 million. We started out for really at first. We thought maybe about $200,000 would enable us, and it would enable us to start making purchases. Now we are well over
$1,200,000.
And that's just investment money. Very little of that is gain, but investment money. If we get you the catalog sheet and we start getting orders from all over this country, about a year or two after that, we're not going to be talking about what we say, millions. I can see it going to $50 million, $100 million within a year.
Yes.
They won't,
yes.
The
mic.
If you have any questions, please walk up front here.
Assalamu alaikum, brother, man.
Alaikum
assalam. My question has to do, is the investment open to others outside of our...
Yes, it is. But we would like to have it by reference, recommendation. You know, you meet someone and you have faith in that person, they're a Christian, and you would like to introduce them to CPC. Well,
as an investor, I need to ask a question. The money that we're now collecting and have, putting to the company for the buying of the product, those people who have given that money thus far, when the product is then manufactured, will it be introduced to people who already have, invested to buy, or is it two separate entities, yes. The investment in the product?
Yes, thank you. From the beginning of the concept, when we formed the concept, we put in the concept two kinds of investors. And one person can be both kinds of investors. Product investor, capital investor, and product investor. The capital investor is a person who doesn't expect to be in a situation to sell or have no desire to sell products, but just to get the gain or profit on the product. So they invest in the company, and we give them their share of interest and also their share of product gain on the product. That's the 40% gain that stays in the company.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As-salamu alaykum, brother Iman. This is pertaining to Shea Butter, but this is pertaining to the watches. They want you to sell them watches.
Yes.
Now, wristwatch, myself personally, I do not like. Pocket watches I love. And I was wondering the possibility of the watches that they could be manufactured into pocket watches.
Pocket watches?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I think pocket watches are going to come back in fashion. Mm-hmm. Yes, slowly coming back. Pocket watches. In fact, you're going to see all kind of watches. You're going to see earring watches.
That is having the distributor located near the one who will do the actual delivery. And as a result of that, business has prospered in leaps and bounds because they have strategically put their warehouse in a position where a distributor, be it FedEx, UPS, or whoever, can get that product out in time so the consumer or the distributor can get it. That's been the key in the 90s. I was wondering, what were we doing with CPC in terms of obviously deciding on the distributor and getting the product to the distributor so that they can get it to our dealers or our said locations that we wanted the product dispersed?
Yes. Yes. The long range goal is to have every area that's interested in the product and interested in the division have their own operations. And that's why I'm saying that we hope that they'll study our operation in the Chicago area before actually establishing something in that area. So they can see what we're doing, because what we're doing, I believe everything should be tailored to the need. We're human beings, you know, and this body needs clothing, you know. So if I don't first realize that I'm a human being, I may buy clothes for elephants. Instead of for a human being. So we first have to know what is the real need. What is the real need we are serving? Serve needs first, and then luxuries come later, you know. Luxuries, things that you don't necessarily need, all that comes later. But first serve needs. Needs is what sustain us. Serving needs sustains us. And so you look at how we have served the needs of this concept. With facilities, with the production, and we hope that you finish and then come back to your area and try to duplicate it. And we have no problem if you want to make alterations or add something or change something. As long as you know what we have done and appreciate what we've done, you can come back to your area and do something different. It's okay. If your area requires something different, you feel. Well, we require something different here. But I think we'd be doing basically the same thing. In all the areas, we'd be doing basically the same thing. But you might want to carry a product that people see. It's not providing the consumers or the customers. That's okay with us. There's no problem with that. We want to see business grow. Now, if you've got an opportunity to grow other kinds of businesses here, so take our product, benefit from CPC, but also take advantage of opportunities for you in the area. So we'll have light manufacturing and warehousing and light manufacturing, distribution, port, even from ports, done in all of the region. This business idea is just like my community idea for most of we don't have a central central point that's controlling everything. Everywhere you can have a central point, we want you to have a central point. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
What kind of food products?
Food
as being part of the collective purchasing.
Who?
As well as real estate.
Who?
Yes.
And real estate?
Yes.
I'm most certainly do. Whatever the consumer wants, and that consumer is in our community, we want the one day to provide the consumer with that.
Do you foresee that on a wholesale basis or primarily retail? Or people going to countries making their own contracts for specific food products.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see it developing. I see it developing as revenues grow for us wherever we have the business interest. Yeah, as the revenues increase, so you got more money. Then if you go into, you have the money to open up, to get some refrigeration trucks, and to have a halal meat business, or have a grocery store, you can have all of that, but first you have to have money. Not simple. We might have some franchise in the Chicago area, and others who are able to do this business, they'll have franchising in their area. And maybe together we'll have some franchising by us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
By us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I'm making
right now. I see automobiles too. Automobiles. First we're going to be dealers, automobiles and people with automobile dealerships, and next we're going to be people producing automobiles. With Malaysia, Indonesia,
other
places.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Brother, you mentioned that the company was LLC. I know that different states have different regulations on how you form that. And where you formed that in Chicago, I assume.
Yes, in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, could you more less elaborate on what an LLC is?
Yes.
So we, you know, because we want to duplicate that here.
Thank you. Yeah, LLC is Limited Liability Company. Limited Liability Company. And this is a company that suits persons who want to engage in business, but don't intend to have but only a simple business operation that doesn't require them to have big employment or a big workforce and a lot of business operations. So the operation is very simple. That's why I call it limited liability. Because you have such a simple operation, your liability is not that great, you see. And that means your risk is not great either. So we could do more with this company than we have planned to do with it. We could actually have factories. We're not limited. So we could own factories, we can operate factories, we can do that. But for me, I chose this concept and when I described it to the attorney, to the business attorney, told me, he said, well, the concept you're probably looking for is a limited liability company. The business manager, and then just with the business attorney too, and they both told me the same thing. And I say, I'm looking for the minimum amount of liability, the minimum amount of business transactions, the minimum amount. All we want to do is have a company that will enable us to collect the monies from investors and hold their money and then make purchases. Big purchases with that money and bring in their costs, get their costs back, and also their 40% gain. So that's what the company is. That's all collective purchase conference is in that strict business sense. But as a promotion company too, that's why a conference is added to it, conference. It's a promotion company too. We intend to have conferences scheduled periodically. We haven't done it yet. But we're waiting for catalog sheets to be made so we can present our catalog sheet and have a brochure, a full description of the concept, the vision, and everything. Have all our language in there so that people can take that book home with them and they know us. They can see us, they know how to, they have phone numbers, fax numbers, everything is there, you see. So, inshallah, when we get to that part, then we're going to have a business conference in all the areas. We will have them on the East Coast, we have them periodically, on the West Coast, Midwest, South, everywhere. We have these conferences. And these conferences would be to recruit new people, to invite new people to come in and invest with us, to show them what we are doing. We have beautiful slides, we have films, we have everything to show them the impressive work that we will be doing, inshallah, at that point. And that way we recruit new members, and we want you to invite your friends also who are not Muslims to sell them on this investment idea, because it's wonderful. It's so good, and so a lot of people, I don't want to see them in it. They're not good enough for it. Okay, the time is out. We have one more question.
Yeah, one more to go.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum
as-salam. Would Steve teach the interested in 100% pure sugarcane syrup? It's available in small amounts, also in railroad tank car loads. 100% pure sugarcane syrup is not, in my experience, available in any of the supermarkets.
Yes, we would be. Yes, we would be. Yes. We have an African-American lady, she's not a Muslim, but she has produced some nice tasting syrup for pancakes and waffles. And she really introduced her to the community on Savior's Day, 97. Was that 97? Well, I guess it is Savior's Day. She's also African American who works to have African American products hit the market. So she told us that if we just give her a product, she guarantees us she put it in the market, she get it on the market. And that's one thing we want to do too. We want with this shea butter product, taking up too much time, I know. With this shea butter product, the way we have designed it, the formulas we have 100% pure shea butter, but we have some formulas that are terrific. We'll be able to go to Jewels, Walgreens, Walmart, any Kmart. We'll be able to go over there with this product, and I do believe they're going to buy it. I don't think they're going to be able to resist it. They're going to buy the product. And this woman, she already had experience. She can get a sister lady. She's a Christian lady, a very good lady. She had experience, and we're going to use her, too, to help us get into some of these markets that may be closed to us. If we go, we never know. Yes. So that was the last person.
Yes, I think that's it. So, thank everyone for all your questions. And I thank you again for answering.
And we apologize the fact that we weren't able to take everyone's questions, but due to our time constraints, delaying the fight this morning kind of formed the program off just a little bit. But at this time, we'd like to bring up it was canceled this morning.
I'm going to tell you that last. It was the first time it happened with that ally.
Me too, it happened to me also. At this time, if anyone here would like to make a presentation, would like to make their donation or make their investment, excuse me, the better term is to make their investment into the CPC, we can take this opportunity to come up now if you can make it. And right now we do know that we have one group, EACP, they're here to make their presentation, make their investment into the CPC. So at that time, the representatives from the ACP who are coming up to make their presentation, could you please step forward at the time?
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, brother Imam. I'd like to, on behalf of the Associates for Community Planning, I'd like to ask Al Sadiq, Naima Sharif, and Latifa Muhammad to come forward to make our investment into the CPC, inshallah.
CPC, would you mind standing, please? What's your all the investors?
All right, well,
I like all. Well, at this time, this is the close of the program at this time.
Privilege for the Township of Irvington. We would be remiss to have this type of presentation and not represent from the Township government people who have worked diligently in support, particularly of this facility, and to realize a dream such as what we're having today, that this facility would represent the type of community development that it is. I'd like to ask Councilwoman Levy C. Jones, Vice President of the Council, Councilman Wayne Smith, who is also one of our Muslim brothers, who really just come present. I want them to meet and at least greet our Imam, Imam W.D. Muhammad. This facility and the effort and the work that's going on is a great example of public and private partnership. When we were in the state of North Carolina, the Imam speaking to our national caucus, a coalition for good government, mentioned that North Carolina had a lot of green lights. It was evident in our state senator, Brother Larry Shore, and the things that we talked about at that meeting. Well, I want you to know that Irvington, New Jersey, has a lot of green lights, and that Muslims are very active in its government. Myself as president of the council, Levy C. Jones as vice president of the council, and Wayne Smith as councilman at large, both running for re-election, and yours truly with the support over the years, Imam Muhammad. In the beginning, when we formed the Muslim League of Voters, inspired by what we saw happening in Chicago, in support of Hal Washington at that time, through the years of inspiring us to get involved in the public life and take on responsibility, and it's been manifest most diligently in the state of New Jersey. Many elected officials who work hard, these two individuals, worked hard in supporting the dreams and the efforts of what we see here today. What you call CDBG money, community development, it's really manifesting itself the way it should be, because all of what goes on in this building today, talking about the CPC and making it come to a level of individuals as well as our community, to see the daycare going on here, to see other type of facility, facilitating of different public affairs, is a dream realized. And that's what it's all about, and we've accepted that responsibility under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad from our national caucus, most recently held in Charlotte, North Carolina, called the Coalition for Good Government, to the New Jersey Muslim League of Voters, right down to this municipality. And yours truly running for the mayor of this town, I'd like to publicly say that Imam W.D. Muhammad has been there all along, since I used to be the councilman of this ward, South Ward. Councilwoman Levy Jones is presently the councilwoman of this ward. Worked hard in support, understood what Muslim life was about, was not intimidated by it, because the imam told us in 1975, as a result of the committee system, to go out into the mainstream. And at that time, the language was remaking the world and doing all those types of good things. Highly, say, don't go out as though we're taking over. Go out and serve the community. And I can bear witness that from serving the community and establishing what we refer to as moral leadership, people who can entrust, not only in the fact that you have qualifications, but you can be entrusted with the responsibility. And that's what I'm thankful for. The imam has always had words of encouragement. He has supported me just in recent times, because he knows what we're doing. And inshallah, God willing, with our hard work and your support, that we will be successful on May 12th. And Brother Imam, I just want to take this opportunity for them to personally, because I don't want you to leave this town without people such as these two people acknowledging your presence and the Muslims and those dear friends far and near. I know Imam has a plane to catch, and I'm going to conclude that. I'll talk to my dear brothers later.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Imam. Thank you, and may God bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.
At this time, this is going to conclude the program for the day. I was going to ask you to give me a few minutes. We're going to make sure the